Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, we've been talking to priests and pastors around the country about how they've been adjusting to the government's physical distancing measures and how their church communities are continuing to function and make a positive contribution within their own local communities. And this morning, I'm delighted to have Rob Carley, who, as well as doing some amazing work on mental health awareness, is pastor at the Life Centre in Raheny in North Dublin. You're very welcome back to the show, Rob. How are you, man?
How are you? We're all hanging in here in the north side. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, God bless the work. First of all, Rob, can you tell us a little bit about the Life Centre?
The Life Centre, it's a small little faith group. Myself and my wife, Karen, felt led of the Lord to plant it. I think it's 7 years ago now. So we were formerly in St. Mark's and had fantastic leaders and teachers and pastors in there, and just as well as the council stage, because actually, you know what, in my valley, I need to look after the people in my area, and really felt led of God to come out here. Two things God really laid on our heart was mental health and senior citizens, which I believe they're the two.
Wow, they're really talk about come to the fore in the last little while. Wow,
honestly, it's a space where you're kind of going, like, for such a time as this, I suppose. And listen, we're not the only church that focuses on mental health and senior citizens, but it's just what God has put on our hearts. So we gathered a group of fantastic people. And I suppose, if I was to ask what's different about us, we're quite an intimate church.
Yeah.
And listen, and everything I say around, I'm not saying that, we just really care about each other. We absolutely love each other. I know, because we're small, I think if everyone turned up on the same day, we might have 30 people in the room. So it's easy with these numbers. So it's... But like people matter.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful to have the kind of that kind of ability to create something with a small decent group who are really committed, and what happens as a result of it. So how that sounds to me like this could have been quite a challenge, you know, given the fact that kind of connection is so important.
Yeah. So intimacy and connection and touch and hugs and
laughing and crying
and joking and slagging.
How have people been adjusting to the cancellation then of religious services?
Everyone's very gracious, I suppose, and I suppose one of the incredible things is that because of the heart that people have, like, we're just going whatever it takes. So it's really whatever it takes. So, you know, I was thinking during the week, it's a bit like when Joshua was told to walk around Jericho. The seven times, I'm sure on time five, everyone was going like, oh, here we go again. Are these walls ever going to fall down?
It's like an lads moment. Come on.
You get up in the sun and you go, so today it's seven times around, and you're having a laugh. that diligence and sticking to the, I'll tell you about it in a second. We had our senior citizens club yesterday online, which was just great. But I finished up by me now running this, and I've been watching your lockdown worship.
Oh, shit.
And it's the only worship you've ever done when someone was locked. So I'm really, really impressed. We were watching these things, and I was at the end of it yesterday. They always finish this club with a sing song, so I sang Ireland's Call. We are all answering Ireland's Call. The Taoiseach called us to stay at home. He called us to not touch. He called us to socially distance, to self-isolate. And they're all hard calls. Like, a call is never easy. It's never like, if a call was easy, everyone would just jump up and do it. That's why calls to faith and calls to pastor and calls to lead ministries, they're not easy.
Sure.
And I think in this space, all our church has stood up to the call. Like, we all, they don't just have a call. I'm just a pastor. I'm blessed to be the shepherd. And I was thinking this morning, like, if you read Psalm 23, the shepherd's job is to find the good water, find the green pastures. So I'm sure shepherds in Palestine had days when the drought was so tough, there wasn't much green grass.
Absolutely.
So they had to, and it was their job to find it. So I think as a pastor, my role is to kind of facilitate, how could we, as you say, replicate that intimacy in that. So we're the first church of the Zoom.
Yeah,
I think everyone's doing it.
And how is that working for you guys?
It's just gorgeous. It's gorgeous in its roughness. The way we do church is, like, I would happily say, like, I get up and say, oh, the slides aren't working, I don't know what happened, maybe listen, we do something else instead. So it's not very formatted, it's ordered, but not chaotic, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's a kind of a grace from your people, because you've got that kind of strong relationship to be able to go, yeah, that's
good. Yeah, and I don't mind saying, listen, I don't mind saying I got it wrong, because it happens quite a lot, so I have to say it quite a lot. So I would share, I'm probably one of the only pastors who shares it, listen, well, let's tell you what I did wrong this week, like, about my blessed journey of victories. I would kind of say, look, got up this week, ended up being angry, don't know what was happening to me, had to go before God. And it's in that honesty and that vulnerability. And I know, you know, like you'd be very aware of Brené Brown, the power of vulnerability.
For sure.
I just think that really applies to church as well.
So.
Honesty and integrity. And that space leads us to our ministry with senior citizen mental health, because, you know, a lot of people would have heard about me and my ministry because I'm very open about my own journey of mental health and suffering with panic attacks and going through depression and dealing with massive grief, and just being aware that God was with me in all those spaces. Didn't always acknowledge that he was there, didn't always like that he was there.
Yeah.
I remember he was there.
Absolutely.
But that story brings people to it. So yesterday we had Joy, and Joy is what we call our senior citizens club. It was just only youth. Yeah. We started with about 20 people coming to it. We now have about 160. Sometimes it peaks at about 200.
Wow. That's amazing. What an outreach. That's incredible. Yeah.
And it's not like it's not the Holy Joe Club like this.
No,
sing and we dance and we laugh. Yeah. And we do party pieces, and then every time I share a little story from God. And the story I shared online yesterday was, because I'm at home clearing out sheds and gardens and pieces, I had a skip in the garden, and I said, "You know what? Sometimes God says to me, Rob, you need to get stuff out of your life." And I said, "And when the skip is collected, I'll never see it again." And that's what God tells me about mistakes I've made. If I bring them to Him, He'll throw them away and remember them no more. So. It's that simple. It's that
lovely,
simple version
lovely.
Of God.
And you know what you're describing, I know it's an acronym for just older youth, but that is joy. That is joy. Yeah. You know, that's beautiful. Yeah. You know, so I'm just wondering, how are you going to, what happens around, say, you know, like a busy time like Easter? What's going to happen, do you think, for you guys?
So at Easter, we're going to have to, well, the critical thing is stick to the rules. It's like, we've been asked to stay at home. We've been asked not to travel. And I'm, you know, even if we did live within two, I mean, I jokingly, when we're doing Zoom every week, I jokingly say, Karen, who's my wife, who's actually just, she's the heart of this church. And I say, well, Karen's going to come around on her bike now and take the offering, so just throw it out your window.
Oh, that's bad, man.
See, here's the blessing, because we're small and we've no overheads, and no pastor staff, no ministry setting, it doesn't matter. So what we said with our offerings and our tithes is, I said, look, sow this in locally. Sow this to someone near your house.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. And when we get back together again, we can do the tithes and the offerings for the rent and the expenses, whatever we have. But at the minute, we're community focused. We're like, let's sow into our communities.
Yeah,
and we have two of our people are frontline workers, and we pray for them constantly. Andrew and Betty, and they're on the front line, and their families are at risk because they have to come home.
Absolutely, God bless them.
There's a lot of stress and tension. We have kids at home. We have the incredible Abigail and Brian at home. And they're living in apartments and struggling with space and missing friends, and we pray for them. People with grandkids, with other people with grandkids that we're not getting to see. We have people with underlying health conditions, and they're so church is a great place for bringing all of that. And like, I'm sitting in my own sitting room here, and there's a plaque just on our fireplace that just says, "Be still and know that I am." Doesn't even say that I am God.
Be still and know that I am. Beautiful.
And in that space, you know, I just think pastors' roles these days is to mind the sheep and remind them that, listen, be still and know that He is.
Yeah.
Look, this isn't chaotic. This is unwanted, and it's unloved and unliked, and it's a tough space. But what a time for us to shine as love. What a time to kind of say, listen, He said, don't be afraid. So I'm going to spread that. He said, I'll give you peace. I'm going to spread that. He said, I want you to be in health and prosper as your soul prospers. I want to spread that. And He said, look, I want you to mind the weak. And that's our role as a church, whether there's a plague or no plague, whether it's an epidemic or a pandemic or whatever's going, our role doesn't change. We're supposed to be His people in this earth. And honestly, I get it wrong lots of times, Ronan. Sometimes I get it right, and I feel it's fabulous.
Yeah.
But, and that's where the Life Center in Raheny, we're a church of people who are trying to find a way with God through His scripture and through our love for Him and for each other. And honestly, I am honored and blessed to have the privilege of that being part of my life.
Beautiful. And I love that. Be still and know that I am. That's a final thought for those who are fearful and confused about where God is in all of this. Be still and know that I am. Lovely, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us today. That's Rob Carley, pastor of the Life Church. Thanks a million. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.